saying you have experienced a spiritual walk with God. Amen. You that have had a spiritual walk with God, you that have received a new heart and a new spirit, you are guilty because you know the way. You became lukewarm. God said, repent. Remember from whence you're fallen. Repent. Do your first works over. So you are transgressed, and you have violated the commandments of God. You walked away and you have rejected the standards of his holiness, and you set your life for fall, for failure with God. God says it's time to get back to me. Be restored. Will thou be revived again? Listen, I want you to get ready now to go to that prayer line if you need prayer today. Dial that number 318-484-2500. 1-877-464-2500 will get you in touch with prayer. I'm here today, live in the studio. I want to get back in the airways. I want to come back into your house. I want to come back in your car. I want to come back on your job. I want, amen, praise the Lord, to help you be revived. Will you go to that phone and dial that number if you feel today not only this message was for you, but you have a desire to get back in the presence of God. I want to touch and agree with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Over the airway. That's what I do. That's what I do right now. Amen. You could dial that number, 318-484-2500, 1-877-464-2500 will get you in touch with prayer. That's right. I am live here in the studio, and I want to pray with you because you have lived in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's only because God is still keeping you
from the moment that
by his grace. Will you dial that number 318-484-2500? 1-877-464. Go ahead, caller. You're on air.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling because I definitely need that prayer of restoration in my life right now. I need my God to come back strong.
My God. My God.
I've come up against me, but I got to keep going with God.
Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate you being the first caller. And I know that God is reaching you because God has given me an insight. He says there's a lot of my people that are out there that are physically damaged, mentally damaged. Amen. Praise God. And they are distressed. I want you to pray for them. But Father, I don't know your first name, sister, but God knows your claim. He knows what's going on with you. But I'm going to pray right now that you would get in a strong ministry if you're not already there. But I want you to do something. I'm not going to talk like other folk, but I want you to start saying, God, give me how to start fasting and praying so I can be revived, because I've been born of your spirit and I need a refilling. And I pray today, God, even as you've given her grace today, that she heard this word and that you will restore her. I touch and agree. Because that's what you told us to do. Amen. Pray for one another that we may be healed. Heal my sister and break her through right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling. And believe God, if you're not in church, come visit me. 1015 Main Street City, Colfax, Louisiana. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm excited. If one soul repent, one day, my shot, glory to God. If one soul repent, the angels in heaven rejoice. Come on, God, this is the hour of restoration. God says, I want to restore my people. When you go to that phone, dial that number 318-484-2500. caused you to turn from God, but God's been faithful to you.
And all my life you have been faithful.
With you. God's been faithful
all
to you.
My life you have
you
been
need,
so,
you
so
need
good.
To step up and say, Lord,
with every breath
you've given me new mercy today.
Able.
And I heard that word. I know I've been separated from this grace. Restore me. Restore me.
I'm gonna sing.
484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. If you would dial that number, I want to pray with you today because I know I've lived in the goodness of God. Amen. Praise God. There are things that I don't deserve. You didn't deserve. But God gave it to you. He is giving it to you anyhow. This morning, somebody didn't make it. But Lord, thank you that I was able to get up this morning, walk in this studio. Amen. Praise the Lord. And proclaim your word. If nobody else be restored, hallelujah, nobody else want to repent, God, I come to you, and I say thank you that you're giving me a mind and a heart, amen, to be able, amen, to be restored by your word. Now, listen, my friend, you can, because God says, I am married to the backslider. Not only is he married to the backslider, he says, come unto me, all you that are laden and heavy laden. He says, I will give your soul rest. I don't know if it's marital problems. I know everybody has them now. You know, it used to be all right. But you can find people who are role models that God has kept together through stress, through very bad difficulties. They were on the edge of things, but God stepped in because they journeyed together and prayed together. One thing I want to say, praise God. One thing I want to say to the men, if you're not doing it, men, take charge of your families and listen, I don't care where you go, if it's by the side of the bed or at the dinner table, grab your family, hold hands, pray. Start doing in-house prayer with your family, amen, so that God can turn our young men around. Listen, I have three young men, and I thank God for them every day. Amen, praise the Lord. No, they ain't better than anybody else. They have their little problems, but thank God that we taught them how to pray, how to live for God. They grown now. We put something in them. And we, our young men, we got to pray for them because they're killing each other. They have no value, no respect for life, not even for you. I'm telling you, it's the reason why it's not mental. Everybody talk about mental, but I want to correct even myself here. It's not mental. It's a spirit. Yes, it's a spirit. It's a spirit that's loose. And God says prayer. Lord, help me here today. Prayer will get God involved. And you are listening today. And I thank God you're listening. You may not be over the highway for prayer, but you need prayer. You need to learn how to build a personal prayer life also so that you can continue to have God intervention in your family. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the church, we need to come back to that fasting and praying and seeking God. We ain't got too materially blessed now, and we feel that we don't need anything. Man, don't allow the desires of the world to take you and, amen, and just obliterate anything that's God's out of your life. I want you to know God is a restorer. And he's standing right now. He's knocking on somebody's door. You're crying right now. Amen. You're so stressed out right now. And those things that you're stressed about, you can't handle them like God can deliver you from them. You can't handle them, but God can deliver you if you have a mind. Amen. Praise the Lord, to fast and pray. God, he even said in the book of Joel, this is the fast. That's your word. He said, this is the fast. He said, I've chosen a fast. A fast, it meant for a day for you to afflict your soul. A day. He says a day to afflict your soul, a day to let the oppressed go free, and that every yoke will be destroyed. God wants to destroy every yoke in your life. Hallelujah. Every yoke. He wants to restore you. Another thing that the enemy is killing us with, a lot of us don't bring our kids to Sunday school. We don't bring them, amen, to prayer. That's killing us. We don't bring them to Bible class. That's killing us. We have to do something. Go and get back to God. We need to come back to God. We need to seek him like we never sought him before. Ladies and gentlemen, I am excited to be here live in this great studio of 88.1 FM, praise God, located here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. I'm excited. Let's not forget about our tour over the 2nd through the 4th. We're having our Costa Disciple, amen, section from the PCAFI, SCDC, PCAFI. Praise God. I'm excited, praise God, to be in this council. May the Lord continue to bless you, keep you, guide you, and restore you. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. Until next time, we're going to be able, praise God, to continue to pray with those who is on the air, who are listening over the airway, on your jobs, or whatever the case may be. We're gonna look forward to connecting with you on the next time on this airway show. And I'm excited about it. If you are not visiting or have anything to do tonight, 6:30, we have prayer at 1015 Main Street in Colfax, Louisiana. God bless you. Until next time, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charistia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.